From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, news, information, and just me as your host today. My name is Mike Pesca, and it's Monday, April 21st, 2008. On this hour in the show, our regular Monday sports recap with the Honorable Bill Wolf of Missouri. Let's talk hockey, let's talk NBA, and let's talk the first woman to win an IndyCar race. It's a cornucopia of sports, ladies and gentlemen. As in, cornucopia of sports, comma, ladies, comma, and gentlemen. And on this day, in 1789, John Adams became the first vice president of the United States. But who is this John Adams, really? Is he a wine drinker from the Southern California valleys? No, that's who Paul Giamatti played in Sideways. And the reason I said that is there's a new HBO miniseries about his life, not Paul's, John Adams. The miniseries ended last night, but as adaptations of real-life events go, it couldn't possibly tell the whole story. So the writer of the blog Boston 1775, an historian named J.L. Bell, will fill in some of the gaps that HBO left open. Also, NPR's Deb Amos is here to talk with us about Lebanon. Elections there have been postponed, are you ready for this, almost 20 times since November. Deb just returned from the country, a look into the fascinating and frustrating politics of Lebanon. The BPP's Mark Garrison is here with all of today's headlines in just a minute. But first, the big story.
It's no wonder that my opponent has been so negative these last few days of the campaign. Because I think you saw a big difference between us. It's really a choice of leadership.
She's got the kitchen sink flying and the china flying and the buffets coming at me.
Democratic presidential hopefuls Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, they're accusing each other of going negative in the final hours before tomorrow's primary in Pennsylvania. At stake in the first primary in 6 weeks are 158 delegates. A phrase that keeps popping up in newspapers to describe Obama's arguments is that he's adopting a quote-unquote sharper tone, noting that he appears to have abandoned his strategy of remaining above the fray. And that strategy includes negative ads like this one that ran over the weekend. It paints a picture of Clinton as a Washington insider with ties to lobbyists.
Barack Obama doesn't take money from special interest PACs or Washington lobbyists. Not one dime. But federal records show Clinton's raised millions from PACs and lobbyists, more than any candidate in either party. 11th hour smears, paid for by lobbyist money. Isn't that exactly what we need to change?
At a town hall meeting in Reading, Obama blasted the negative tone on Clinton, saying, quote, "Our campaign is not perfect. There have been times when, if you get elbowed enough, you start elbowing back." Is the sharper tone working? Clinton's ahead of Obama in the polls in Pennsylvania by an average of about 5 points, according to the website Real Clear Politics. But only weeks ago, she led the state by double digits. And while Obama's camp is focusing attention on chipping away at her lead, Clinton's supporter, Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell, points out that Obama outspent her more than 3-1 so far. Here's what he said on CBS's Face the Nation yesterday.
He spent over $2.9 million on TV last week in Pennsylvania. That's almost obscene. So to win by 4, 5, 6, 7 points under that type of spending differential, that would be a huge and very significant victory.
As for the money, campaign finance reports show Barack Obama raised $41 million last month and has $1 million more than that available to spend this month. Meanwhile, the Clinton campaign raised $20 million last month, but she spent so much already that she only has $9 million to spend in Pennsylvania. I know, only $9 million. You can go to the NPR.org throughout the day for updates, but now let's get more of today's headlines.